Moving on to item number 11. This is discussion only. Story County Investment Portfolio Review presented by Morton Asset Management. Vanessa?
Yeah. Vanessa Stevens for the record. I would like to introduce Ben and Jordan with Morton Asset Management. They oversee a large portion of our portfolio, and they're here today to give us an overview and an update on where the market is.
Fantastic. Thank you. Gentlemen, you have the floor.
Thank you, Vanessa. So me and Jordan are going to be presenting the interest rate environment and then also a quick presentation on the overview of being kept of the accounts. Jordan, you want to say hi to everybody? So Jordan is going to give you a live snapshot of today's market and then give you a summary of the market pre-pandemic, during the pandemic, and ongoing. So we're going to share a screen with y'all. Go ahead, Jordan. We're having a little fuzzy. Try now, Jordan. Okay, so I will.
Jordan's audio is a bit low.
Okay. Sounds like your audio is a little low, Jordan. I can take it over from here. Okay. Sorry about that. We're having some technical difficulties. I'm not sure if it's a snowstorm here in Salt Lake City or what's going on. We'll share Jordan's screen. I'll actually take the mic. Can everybody hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Okay. So with the pandemic coming on last February, the Fed actually cut rates 150 basis points. So what that meant is short-term overnight interest rates, you know, as far as investments are concerned, went from about 1.5% all the way down to zero in about 18 days. And so what Jordan is showing here is he's showing a live screen of the treasury market. You can see on the left side there, it says 131.23, 215.24, and then 131.26. That is the 2, the 3, and the 5-year treasury. Those used to pay in the 1.5 to 2.5 range. Historically, those have been in the 5% range pre-financial crisis levels. Since then, or since the last crisis, rates basically went to 1/20th of what they currently were. And so what had happened is you basically just moved the decimal place over to the left, and now you have a new rate environment. So what Jordan is showing here is actually showing the 5-year treasury history. Back in the 80s, you know, as you can see, rates were actually in that 16% range. When the gold standard came off the dollar, since then, we've been able to print money and actually not really be accountable for it. You know, the Fed's been able to do that. As you've seen over time, we have gone down in the sub 1% range. You know, as you can see right now, that 5-year treasury is currently at a 0.45. And so what this entails, what we're trying to show is the interest rate environment has been really challenging. Within Nevada state statutes, there's only so many fixed income investments that you can invest in. And so what we're working with is a really challenging investing environment. We're currently in the lowest rate environment known to man in America. But saying that, we've been working with Vanessa for about 3 years, and she's made some moves and done some things that has allowed us to bring some duration to the portfolio. And so we're currently in a situation where we've kind of seen lower interest rates coming. Now, we did not predict the pandemic. Nobody saw that, but we did think that 2019 was actually going to bring a lower rate environment. We did think that we were going to settle into that 1.5% range. We did get the pandemic pullback, and currently, we're in that 0% range. So, Jordan, do you mind showing the portfolio quickly? And then we'll go from there for the summary, the base summary. Base first summary. Sorry. Okay. So, what we want to summarize here with the portfolio for Story County, if you look on the far left, we currently manage approximately $26 million for the county. What Jordan is hovering over right now is a $266,747.97 unrealized gain. What that means is the portfolio has a ton of liquidity. Any bond in that portfolio you can currently sell for a gain. Now, if you sold it all, the reinvestment market's really difficult. You wouldn't be able to get that interest rate back. And so what that means is the bonds that are currently held in this account, you currently can't get that yield anymore. A lot of these bonds were purchased pre-pandemic before rates dropped. And that is just a factor of taking on duration, buying bonds in the 2 to 5 year space when they're a little bit higher. If you look in the middle section of the portfolio, our book yield is currently around a 1.1. When you compare that to the state poll, the LGIQ right now is at a 0.27. So the LGIQ is a little bit shorter term, shorter duration. It correlates very strongly with what the Fed is doing. And so Vanessa's foresight to employ a longer-term strategy. So the county's funds aren't controlled, actually manipulated by what the Fed is doing. She's been able to balance the liquidity needs of the county and then actually having a longer duration strategy. That is bringing anywhere from $7,000 to $20,000 in additional net interest income on a monthly basis to the county, compared to just having the funds completely in the LGIP right now. And so it's actually been a really good move on her part. If you look at the middle of the portfolio, that shows our allocation mix. So currently we're running about 38% FDIC insured CDs. We do have a little bit of corporate bond exposure in there. And then with the rate environment being so difficult, we've actually moved to AAA rated government-backed mortgage-backed securities. In an environment where yields are kind of in the 0.2 to 0.5 range, those are actually paying much closer to 1%. And so, if you look up in the middle of the box again towards the top, it says WAL 1.875. What that means is your weighted average life of the portfolio is about 2 years, meaning that half of the bonds in the portfolio will actually mature in the next 2 years and then half after. And so what you can rely on, if nothing changed, if we were still in this really bad interest rate environment in 2 years, your portfolio would still manage pretty well and your interest income would be healthy. Now, if the same exact environment, dreaded on for 4 years, which we don't expect that to happen, you would eventually go to a lower yield. there's not much you can do at that point. What we do think, with all the fiscal stimulus coming, the devaluation of the dollar, the velocity of cash, we do think we do have some inflation on the way. If you look at interest rates, the Fed controls everything that's short term, but then the market controls everything that's about 3 years and above. And so we do think we're going to get some rising rates here in the future. If that does happen, I feel like the portfolio is in a great place to really maintain its yield and then to increase over time. What Jordan is showing right now is a liquidity graph and a duration graph. It just shows the amount of money and when it's actually maturing. And so you can see that, anywhere from 1 all the way up to 5 years, is actually when the portfolio bonds are coming due, which is a great sign because we don't want to have to reinvest that much right now. But if rates start to come up, hopefully the timing is right, where when these start maturing, we'll be reinvesting in a higher interest rate environment. So I think that's about our 10 minutes. Since we started working with Manessa, the county has made a net interest income total amount of $1.044 million. You know, so that's in the last 3 years. You know, it's an additional million of additional spending cash that the county can use. So it's been a pretty successful program so far. So we are wrapping this up. I would love to field questions or answer any questions. Please ask them if you got them.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate the report. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions?
So just to help us understand, you know, kind of that duration curve that we're looking at, I'm trying to understand how atypical or how much have we pushed it out compared to kind of if we were in a more typical administrative environment, what that would look like.
Yeah, so we try to target about a 2-year weighted average life, and we will adjust that depending on interest rates. So if rates were high, you know, so say if they're like in that 2-3% range, and we felt like we were going to have a situation where rates are going to start to decline, we would pivot that 2-year weighted average life to closer to like a 3-year weighted average, because we want to hold on to those higher rates for longer. Right now, since we're in a low interest rate environment and we can't go much lower, everything that we're reinvesting is fairly short term, because we want to be in a position where if rates do go up, we can start to reinvest more rapidly. And so we do have some floating rate securities in your portfolio. About 15 to 20% of the portfolio's floating rate. And so what that means is if rates do start to climb up a little bit, those will reset quarterly higher and higher and higher with rates. And so we try to hedge against that and kind of mitigate that risk. So right now we're a little under 2 years. We'll probably go a little bit shorter, but we try to target a 2-year. If you look at history of interest rates and look at government entities and how they manage their accounts, 2 years is kind of the bread and butter for risk and return. When you start going out further, you know, sometimes you miss higher interest rate environments because you're invested too long term to have enough come in due. And so we target 2 years. And you can see I'm on the portfolio with the unrealized gain of 267. You know, it's actually paying off right now. But to answer your question, this is a long-winded answer. We'll stay a little bit shorter than 2 years while rates are this low.
Yeah. So, I see the conundrum, because the yield is on the long term, so we don't want to lock it in a current environment. So by finding that balance, leaving the flexibility if the money goes up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really challenging because the only risk-free rate right now that's paying over 1% is a 10-year treasury, but it's the lowest yielding 10-year we've seen for a 6-month period. And so we don't want to lock that in right now. The 10-year's actually come up about 50 basis points in the last 4 months. And so we are watching that, but we're staying a little bit shorter. And we're also investing in securities that pay principal and interest on a monthly basis, because they're yielding a little bit more, and we're getting our money back a little quicker, so that we'll have more reinvestment options than just, you know, going out of 5 or 6 year picks right now.
Very good. Very good. I just have one comment, and this is actually a little more internal than, but as a result of your report, I think if we can keep in our minds that even though reported inflation is very high right now, actual cost in many of our categories are going up. So we look at this not as additional money to spend, but a way for us to keep up with the rising costs that we're facing. I think that's probably a prudent position for us to take. And I guess my last question is not really serious, but you know, I've heard that Bitcoin's been up quite a bit. I don't suppose that's an appropriate asset for municipal government.
Yeah, Yeah, we wish we could link this portfolio to Bitcoin and real estate right now. if you want to talk about inflation, you just look at automobiles, Bitcoin, real estate, and the price of the candy bar in the last 10 years, right? They've all double, tripled. So within statute, we do have limits. We are talking, about the taxpayer dollar, right? And so NRS 355, 170, 171, they lay out the statute of what you can and can't invest in. And so we do have to stay within those confines. But Bitcoin is getting fun. Obviously for a lot of people that are in it, a long time ago, but unfortunately, we can't get into it. So.
Very good. I appreciate the update. Thank you.
Of course, yep. Thank you.
Benjamin and Jordan, thank you for the update. Thank you for keeping an eye on things. And a big thank you to Vanessa for doing all she can to keep our finances in great shape. So, thank you.